Josh A. Dawson plays the headmaster Merrow in Choir Boy. Dawson's acting work has included roles in Beautiful, the Carole King musical, Serrano, My Name's Not Indian Joe, and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon Prime. Josh, welcome to Kuvo.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. Awesome. So, first off, let's just find out about Choir Boy. Tell us about the story.
Sure. Choir Boy is a coming-of-age story. It really dives into this intersection between identity and what it means to experience true, unadulterated, unconditional love. We have our central character, Ferris, who is the choir lead of this extracurricular activity at this prep school. Mm-hmm. And he is struggling with just coming out, both to his friends, to his family, to his headmaster, who he's very, very close with. And there's a point in the story, I don't want to give too much away, sure, but he has a very interesting relationship with one of the boys in the school. And there's a situation that happens that he just really has to figure out what that means for him and what that means for his identity in the world as a black queer person, understanding what that means in the world of religion and organized religion and Christianity. And I'm just really excited for people to see that. It's especially right now, this feels like this is the time that we are really diving into what it means to be human.
And so you play Headmaster Merrow in, yes, Choir Boy. Can you tell us a little bit about your character?
Sure. Headmaster is sort of over this prep school. It's his first 2 years on the job. And so he's fairly young, just getting the ropes of this prep school for boys and what it means to be an older black man, to be able to mentor and to bring in some of these young hearts and minds into this metaphoric room. Mm-hmm. And he has a very close relationship with Ferris. I think that there's so many similarities in their journey as far as identity.
And so how specifically, any kind of thing you did specifically for this role to prepare for it, and maybe just like a little bit of your own personal journey in the acting craft?
I think it's very, really interesting that you asked that question. I think post-COVID, and I want to preface by saying my background is commercial theater. Mm-hmm. My last show right before COVID hit, I was on Broadway for 4 years, and a very specific type of singing and dancing show that was just like, you know, this is a body, this is a proverbial set piece, and mm-hmm, you just move and sing and be pretty on stage, right? And COVID hit, and I think much like everyone else, I really found the time to sit with myself, and I just redefined what it meant to be an artist in the world. And I think where I came to, the only answer that I found was being my most authentic self, being honest to myself and others, was the only way that I wanted to proceed in life. So to answer your question, I think I really sat down with what does this mean for me? I'm in my mid-30s. Everyone else in the cast is very young. Some of them are 12, 13 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. And it's not that much of an age gap, but it's enough of a difference that I have seen some things that I feel so called to just sit with them and talk to them about life and, yeah, liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And so really I just approached this role like it was myself. I also come from 4 generations of pastors.
Wow.
So I come from the Christian world. And so there's a lot to draw on from just the depths of homophobia in the black community and more specifically the black church. Uh-huh. But more specifically with this story, I want people to come into it with open eyes, open ears, open soul, open spirit, only to leave with a better understanding of themselves. One of the beautiful things about seeing plays is that we get to see real life on stage. Mm-hmm. And I think that this show, these actors, this writer does a really beautiful, articulate job of just painting a normal pedestrian story for people. I think so many people I've talked to leaving the show, they're just like, this is just such a normal story that I identify with. And though it's a black queer story, which is very specific in the grand scheme of things, I think the more people see these stories, they see the humanity in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's no room for, you know, a lot of the things that we are seeing in society right now with legislation and things like that. But just seeing humans and seeing how they struggle and seeing how, oh wait, you go through this too? Oh wait, you're insecure? You react in fear in this way too? I do that in the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I want people to leave with, just the story of a normal human being that I feel should touch us all.